Chapter 8. Women and Flight. In 1903, Orville and Wilbur Wright flew the first aeroplane. Just 5 years later, in 1908, women pilots started flying. One of the first women to fly was a young woman called Amelia Earhart. She flew aeroplanes and she was a writer. Earhart was the first woman to fly alone across the Atlantic Ocean. Amelia Earhart was born in Kansas, USA. She saw her first aeroplane at the age of 10. She did not like it. "It looked not at all interesting," she said. 10 years later, she went with a friend to watch some pilots flying aeroplanes. A pilot saw them and he flew his aeroplane down at them. Amelia was afraid, but she did not move. As the plane went by, she felt very excited. "I did not understand it at the time," she said later. "But I believe that little red aeroplane said something to me as it went by." In 1920, a pilot took her up in an aeroplane, and that changed her life. She said later, "When I was 200 or 300 feet off the ground, I knew I had to fly." In 1921, Amelia had lots of different jobs. She was a photographer and a lorry driver. She saved $1,000 for flying lessons. Later that year, she bought her first aeroplane. It was called the Canary. The next year, she flew to 14,000 feet, higher than any other woman before. Amelia achieved a lot in the next few years. In 1932, she was the first woman to fly alone across the Atlantic, which she did in 14 hours and 56 minutes. She wrote a book, The Fun of It, about her journey. She loved to fly alone. In 1935, she was the first person to fly alone the 2,408 miles across the Pacific between Honolulu, Hawaii and Oakland, California. She was the first person to fly alone from Los Angeles to Mexico City, which she did in 13 hours and 23 minutes. And she was the first person to fly alone without stopping from Mexico City to Newark, USA, which she did in 14 hours and 19 minutes. These were just some of the things Amelia achieved. In 1937, as Amelia was close to her 40th birthday, she was ready for a big journey. She wanted to be the first woman to fly around the world. On the 1st of June, Amelia and Fred Noonan left Miami and began their 29,000-mile journey around the world. When they came down in Ley, New Guinea, on the 29th of June, there were only 7,000 more miles to travel. Their next stop was Howland Island. Howland Island is 2,556 miles from Ley in the Pacific Ocean, and it is a very small island. On the 2nd of July at 10 a.m, Amelia and Fred started for Howland Island. They flew into grey skies and rain. In the early morning, Amelia called the Itasca, a US ship. She said there was cloudy weather. At 7:42 a.m, the Itasca got the message, "We are flying at 1,000 feet. The ship tried to reply, but Amelia's aeroplane did not hear it. At 8:45 a.m., Amelia spoke on the radio for the last time. Nobody heard from Amelia Earhart again. She and Fred disappeared. Nobody knows what happened to them. People will remember Amelia Earhart because she was brave and because she achieved so much for women and flight. In a letter to her husband, George Putnam, during her last flight, she showed how brave she was. "Please know that I know about the dangers," she wrote. "I want to do it because I want to do it. Women must try to do things as men have tried." After Amelia Earhart, there were many women pilots in the USA. Mary Wallace "Wally" Funk was one of them. She flew aeroplanes for her job at the age of 20. But in 1960, a space program was started by an American man called William Randolph Lovelace, who worked at NASA. He had helped to choose the first 7 astronauts. Those astronauts were all white men. William thought that women should also be able to go into space. He knew that the Soviet Union wanted to have women astronauts too. The USA wanted to be the first country to put women in space, so in 1960, William began to test women in the USA as astronauts. It was called the Women in Space Program. 13 women pilots were asked to join it, and Wally Funk was one of them. Wally Funk always wanted to be an astronaut. She, like the other women, had to do lots of difficult tests. In one test, the women were placed in special rooms with water, where they could not hear anything or see anything. Funk was in there for 10 hours and 35 minutes. She tested better than John Glenn, the man who went to the moon. She passed her tests and was ready to go into space. But the program was stopped before the women could finish their last test. Was this because of sexism? Maybe the men became afraid that the women were equal, or sometimes better than them. Today, Wally Funk has thousands of flight hours, and she has taught over 3,000 students how to fly. After the Women in Space program, women started to go into space. But the first woman was Russian, not American. Valentina Tereshkova was the first woman astronaut to go into space. She was chosen from 400 people to pilot Vostok 6 on the 16th of June, 1963. She is still the only woman who has been on a journey into space alone. She was 26. Valentina was born in a village about 170 miles from Moscow. Her parents worked on a farm, and her father was killed during World War II. Valentina left school when she was 16 and worked at a factory, but she continued her education in the evenings. She also learned how to jump from an aeroplane with a parachute. She loved it. After Russian Yuri Gagarin became the first man in space in 1961, Valentina became excited. She joined the Russian space program. She was not a pilot, but she joined the program because of her 126 parachute jumps. At the time, astronauts had to parachute down when they came back near to Earth. Valentina and 4 other women had 18 months of lessons. She did many tests. Of the 5 women, only Valentina went into space. The Americans did not send a woman into space until Sally Ride became the first American woman in space in 1983. Today, it is much easier for women to become astronauts.